Nala is a female serval born approximately January 1st, 2010. Arrived on Easy Street January 5th, 2013. A man called on December 13th, and I called him back the same day and told him we would take his father's serval if he would contract to never own another exotic cat. On the first call, he said that his dad was in the hospital and not expected to survive. I told him all of the rules for us taking the cat, and he agreed. But then I didn't hear from him for 20 days. Meanwhile, on December 18th, we were asked by the USDA to take two bobcats from Adana White, but I never have been able to connect with her. Also, on January 1st, one of our supporters asked us to rescue a rehab bobcat in California. We contacted the rehabber there and offered to assist, but they had been misquoted in the press and the bobcat was doing fine. On January 2nd, he called and said that his dad had died and that he wanted us to take Nala. I told him we would need a health certificate and would have to ask the FWC for an import permit, which can take 2 weeks. On January 3rd, his vet called and asked what we needed him to do as far as health certificate because no one could handle her. I told him that the vet only has to look at the cat and say it's breathing for the purpose of the certificate. He said his wife was a vet who had worked at Jeff Kowalski's Big Cat Place in Wisconsin, and that he had done some exotic cat work, but that he was very happy he didn't have to handle her. He said that he knew her vaccines were not up to date, that he thought she was declawed, and thought she might have been spayed. Jason faxed me the health certificate that night, and the next morning I applied to the FWC for the import permit. On January 4th, the son called and asked me again what airline to try, and I told him Delta might do it, but that it was a hit or miss with them. He asked if they would come to get her, and I assured him that they would not, and that he would have to catch her, put her in a dog kennel, and then at the airport, he'd have to show the health certificate, and even then, they might not take her. I told him a couple hours in the air would be a lot less stress for her than riding all day in the back of a van, but that if the airline wouldn't accept her, we would come get her. Much to my surprise, the FWC issued the import permit the same day and faxed it to me. I emailed the son and told him the import permit had arrived. He called me late that night and said Nala had cost a lot more already than he thought she would to send, and that he was going to ask his brother for help to pay her $360 airfare. On January 5th, the son sent an email saying Nala was paradise bound, was in the air, and would be here by 3 p.m. We picked her up and released her into her newly renovated catatat.